Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2019. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming north 5 to 10 after midnight. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and northwesterly swells 4 feet high at 9 seconds apart. And conditions in the ocean offshore this morning. This is from a data buoy off the mouth of the Columbia River. North winds 12 knots, gusting to 14 already. We have northwest swells 5 feet high at 7 seconds between wave crests. Air temperature 53 degrees about an hour ago, and water temperature 51 degrees Fahrenheit. So as you can see that we're having some warmer days in the ocean, temperatures creeping up a bit, it's still cold. So that's hypothermia territory, falling in the water or being in the water. So just keep that in mind on these beautiful days when the air temperature becomes warm around here. We sort of get the illusion of summer, I guess you could say, but the water temperature doesn't rise to meet that. So it's always going to be cold water here, even in the heat of summer, so to speak, here on the coast. And today we're going to be talking about a really interesting natural feature that none of us ever see that is underwater off the mouth of the river, the Columbia River, and it's called the Astoria Canyon. Every once in a while I talk about it, or you'll see an article about it here and there. It's quite extraordinary. It's a canyon that is as deep as the Grand Canyon, even deeper in some places, and it's just huge out there. Happens to be covered with water, but an important natural feature out there in the ocean off the mouth of our river here. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. We have 3 inbounders today in the ship schedule. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, including off the downtown waterfront and Tongue Point, a little bit upriver, opposite Tongue Point, the Rice Island anchorage there in the river. In our outbounders, we have 8 ships heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is the Star Anna. She's arriving from China, headed for the Crims Island anchorage, which is on the way to Longview. It's a little bit before Longview on the Washington side of the river. If you're driving on Route 4, headed in towards Kelso and Longview, you can sometimes see, all of a sudden you'll come upon a ship anchored there, fairly close to the shore. That's probably the Crims Island anchorage area. So the Star Anna will pass Astoria, did pass Astoria around 3:30 a.m., probably arrived at that Crims Island anchorage at about 6:30 a.m. The An Hui is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage at about 9:30 this morning. She's a soda ash carrier. She's going to be going up to the Port of Portland to pick up that cargo at some point. And we have the Clipper Bliss, arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Vancouver, Washington anchorage. She, too, is a soda ash vessel. She's going to be going to the Port of Portland, picking up that soda ash. She'll probably pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver by a little bit after midnight, early tomorrow morning. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the anchorages. We have the Star Amber off the downtown waterfront here, heading for Vancouver at about 10 a.m. to pick up wheat. She'll arrive in Vancouver maybe by about 6 p.m. The Bali is headed from the anchorage to Longview to pick up wheat today, leaving at about 3 p.m. and arriving in Longview at about 6:30 p.m. It's interesting to watch ships coming and going in the anchorage. You have to have a little bit of time to do it because it's a fairly slow process compared to the way that we do things on land. Most things that people do on ships are not impulsive. They're well thought out and they take time. And once you start doing something, there's a lot of momentum, overcoming inertia, a lot of heavy things moving. And once they get moving, they tend to keep going in the direction that they're moving. So people think through things on ships before they do them. So this is that kind of thing. Ships tend to maneuver a bit to get the anchor, get their anchor up and weighing anchor, it's called. And you'll hear the chain being wound around a big winch on the deck as they raise the anchor. And then the ship will position itself, swing around so that its bow is pointing in the way that it needs to go, depending on what is happening with the tide. And then it will head upriver. But that can take a while. And anchoring is also a fairly deliberate, slow process as well. But if you see a ship coming under the Astoria Bridge toward the anchorage, so coming upriver that is going to the anchorage, you'll see ships slow way down as they come under the Astoria Megalit Bridge. They start slowing down before they even go under the bridge. And you'll see an anchor partially hanging from one of those openings in the bow that's called a hawse pipe. And that is a ship getting ready to glide to a stop and stop in the anchorage. Speaking of ships awaiting orders in the anchorage, the pilots are awaiting orders on these vessels on what's going to happen next. The Omicron Atlas, the Nord Biscay, the Proteus, and the Ennui are awaiting orders. But it looks like the Ennui is going to be leaving about 9:30 a.m., so maybe those orders are a little bit superseded now. The BLC First is awaiting orders in the Rice Island anchorage, along with the Scythia Graeca and the Boga Inda. And our outbounders, the FPMC 27, is leaving Calama. She's a tanker, leaving about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. The Sari Inda, fairly regular visitor to our waters. That's a name that you'll hear fairly regularly if you're a regular listener to the ship report. So some of our bulk carriers are regulars, and they come in, and they do sometimes a dedicated run for a while, and then they move somewhere else. And so ships come and go all the time, but we do have some that will ring a bell with you if you pay attention to the ships coming and going on the river. The Daria Mahesh is heading out of Portland with wheat at about 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound maybe around 9 p.m. The Global Aglaia is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving about 3:30, passing Astoria outbound around maybe 9 p.m. The Sunbelt Spirit, leaving Portland with Hondas and possibly Fords on board, heading out of Portland at about 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10. The Glovis Prime is leaving Portland, the Port of Portland, with Hyundais on board, a car carrier, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. The Overseas Boston is leaving Portland. I think she's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Port Star is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 7 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10:30 p.m. Well, a really interesting and fun subject. I love to talk about all those unseen things that are happening in the maritime environment that we would never know if somebody didn't tell us. And so this one, I occasionally talk about this, but I was just thinking, I love to talk about things that are local when I can here. It's really fun to talk about global maritime issues, but when I can find a local subject and expand on that, that's a really neat thing. And this is a very local subject, the Astoria Canyon. So this is actually a huge canyon that is right off the mouth of the Columbia River in the ocean. The canyon's head is in water about 350 feet deep, and it's about 11 miles west of the mouth of the Columbia River. So out in that area where that data buoy is that I get the data from that I tell you about in the mornings, out in that area, that's if you go way down under the surface of the water, that's where the Astoria Canyon begins. And it has a depth of 6,840 feet. Now, the Grand Canyon is 6,090 feet, 3 feet. So it actually, in some places at least, is deeper than the Grand Canyon. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, it is an absolutely vast place. It varies in width from about 1.5 to 8.3 miles. And the Grand Canyon is about 18 miles wide in places. And it is believed to have been cut by the movement of the Columbia River sediment down to what's called the Astoria Fan. And so at one time, this may have been visible when sea levels were lower. But a fascinating thing. You can read more about it. If you Google it, you'll find some information about it. But it's one of our interesting natural wonders of this area that we never see. Most people probably don't even know it's there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.